Well, good Monday, everybody. Hope you had a happy St. Patrick's Day. Got a lot to talk about in the fishing news. I'll be right back.
Boasting phenomenal seafood dishes, a great menu, and waterfront views with deck seating, Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shallowbag Bay Marina in Manio serves a casual, fun-filled dining experience with an Outer Banks flair. With three floors to choose from, you're bound to find the perfect seat for you and yours while enjoying great food and fantastic drinks. To see our menu and to catch a glimpse of the beautiful views, go online to stripersbarandgrill.com. Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shallowbag Bay Marina in Manio, where everyone's a VIP.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.
Okay, as promised, we got fish popping everywhere. Offshore, inshore, near shore, freshwater. Things are really heating up in a hurry, and I mean that in a good way. Our offshore boats out of Oregon Inlet, they ran into the big bluefin tuna still. They've been here since the first of the year. Man, it's been a good year on bluefin tuna. Ned Ashby on the Seabreeze yesterday turned loose a couple that looked like they'd be over 500 pounds. So that's a big fish. The season closed for bringing in a big one, but his group, which is part of the international clientele that's here fishing, bringing a lot to our economy, our local economy, staying in rooms, eating in restaurants, chartering boats, but they don't care anything about killing one. So good for everybody involved with that. That's what's going on there. Nothing still in our intermediate or near shore waters I'm aware of. We do have some blackfin tuna down off Hatteras. Both fleets have caught a very scattered wahoo. So that's going on. And then on the beach is a big pickup in some fishing. We had quite a few of the bigger sized drum caught down at Ocracoke, and there was at least one caught at Cape Point. So all that's going on now. We're also seeing, especially again, working from the south to the north, bluefish, sea mullet, trout along the beaches. Not lots of them, but better than it was, a sign of things to come. On the northern beaches, even a few rockfish were being caught there. So that's what's going on with the surf and the offshore. Take a little break here for just a second. I'll be back to tell you about some fabulous fishing back in the sound.
Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all, and that's why I only trust the folks at ELSOBX. ELSOBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELSOBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at ELSOBX.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELSOBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.
All right, now back in the sound, Pamlico Sound is where it's all happening, but also our own Sam Walker caught his first puppy drum up at Water Lily over the weekend, so we're seeing some fish there. There's been a few caught up in Hampton Roads area as well, although I don't have a confirmed report on that. But the trout fishing in the sound is very good. We're seeing a bigger class of fish. I mean, some real beauties. A lot of that, almost all of it really, is being done by boats, but really good speckled trout fishing. Puppy drum fishing, okay, but really, there's quite a few more puppy drum down back of Hatteras and Ocracoke than there are back of Wanchee's, so you might want to keep that in mind. But between the two of them, it's good fishing. It really bodes well for us in the summer that's coming up. Also, as the water is gradually creeping up, we have some sheephead fishing going on. Remember last year? They caught them all through the season. I've said many times it's the one fishery that seems to be really on the increase in our area. There was also some rockfish caught and released back in the sound. Got that going on. And finally, some of the best fishing news we have, the crappie bite with the warmer air really lit off for some of those people. If you ask me where to go to catch them, I don't know. That's the hardest fish in the world for me to catch, harder than a big blue marlin, really. But I saw some beautiful catches of crappie. That's really great eating fish, fun to do with a cane pole on a ditch bank somewhere. Also, good reports on catfish. Didn't see much in the way of bass, largemouth bass, but crappie and catfish were biting. So the entire fishing report, really good for this time of year. Got a little bit of breeze coming tomorrow. We'll see what happens, but I'll keep you posted as we go through what should be a great fishing week. Thanks for stopping by, and stay tuned for more fishing news as it happens.